This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. How do you feel about what the U.S. is doing to respond to Russia's war in Ukraine?
A new Associated Press NORC poll finds 54% of Americans think President Biden hasn't been tough enough in his response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. 36% say his approach is right, and 8% think he's too tough. But for those wanting a more robust response, only 22% say they favor deploying U.S. troops to Ukraine to fight against Russian forces. Most Americans, 55%, are opposed to that. I'm Jackie Quinn.
President Putin's calling Russia's attack on the strategic city of Mariupol a success and says Mariupol has been liberated. But Ukrainian fighters are still holding out in a besieged steel plant there. So where are we now with the mask mandate for travelers in this country? The AP's Sagar Magani.
2 days after a federal judge struck down the mandate, the Justice Department appealed the ruling on a request from the CDC, which says it believes masking during travel remains necessary for public health. It's unclear if the administration will ask for the mandate to immediately be reimposed, which would cause a whiplash among travelers, since most airlines and many public transit systems have already lifted the mask requirement. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A powerful explosion in a Shiite Muslim mosque in Afghanistan has killed at least 10 worshippers, dozens of others injured. U.S. and Cuban officials will meet today in Washington for immigration talks. In the past few months, Customs and Border Protection has stopped more than twice the number of Cubans it stopped in all of last year. Texas will execute a man today for killing a Houston police officer during a traffic stop. This is AP News. A former reality show cast member is suing the company she used to work for. The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel has this.
Nene Leakes is suing the people behind The Real Housewives of Atlanta. She claims in a lawsuit that not only was there racism on the show, but that the companies knew it and did nothing to stop it. The suit filed in Atlanta says Leakes, who's black, complained about years of racist remarks from fellow cast member Kim Zoliak Bierman, who's white. But instead of her colleague getting in trouble, Leakes says it was she who suffered the consequences. One of those consequences, she claims in the suit, is her being forced off the show in 2020. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
The typical price of a home for sale in March jumped 15% from a year ago. It's just over $375,000 now. That's an all-time high. Homes sold in just 17 days on average in March. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.